Bezras Hashem Yisparech, today's daf is Samach Vav in Nedarim. It's been quite a while that we've been zelcha to learn with each other, to the point that I'm going to have to tally in the next couple of days exactly what daf we're up to in Shas, Baruch Hashem, after a very exhausting, but I hope towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a productive trip to America to teach Torah during the Bein HaMetzarim, during the 9 days. I've returned to Eretz Yisrael, and now I'm excited to not only return to Eretz Yisrael HaKadosha, but to return to our regular schedule of learning together. We are going to be wrapping up Perek Rebbe Eliezer, which was three important dapim of Poschin B'Nedarim, Psicha B'Neder, and that is that we open up the possibility that a neder was not a valid neder because of components that the individual was not aware of. And in our daf, we're going to have two long mishnayos that are going to discuss different ways that we're poseach b'neder. For example, our mishnah is going to begin, say, introducing the idea that if the individual was not aware that one is not allowed to be mitzdar oneself on Shabbos. Let's say he made neder that he's not going to have wine. So in such a case, if he's aware that on Shabbos you're not supposed to be mitzdar yourself, he's not going to have candy on Shabbos. So then in such a case, would he have made the neder in the first place? The Mishnayos will also talk about a poseach, a psicha in which a person will say a neder, and we will ask him, do you realize that that will diminish your kavod amongst people? Here the Mishnah tells us that it's not respectful for an individual to be constantly divorcing his wives. The powerful Musa in regards to this in the Mishnah in regards to Shalom Bayis. And so therefore will be poseach b'kavod. And on and on and on, the Mishnah will give us many examples as well. The Mishnah will also conclude with a beautiful expression of Rabbi Yishmael's love for taking care of Benos Yisrael and his all that he did to run after Shalom Bayis and protect women who were poor and were oppressed. And in fact, the Gemara will go on to discuss different examples of Nedarim and Shalom Bayis that Rabbi Yishmael was involved with. And here the Gemara has one of its places in Shas, where the Gemara says, today's daf is going to be a concluding, its concluding components are going to be beautiful Yisodos and Shalom Bayis, where the Mishnah is going to quote famous expression that when it comes to making Shalom bein ish l'ishto, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name is erased, so certainly we should do everything we can to maintain and help Shalom Bayis and Klal Yisrael. So let's Beis Hashem pick up today's daf. Second line from the top, Samach Vav Amud Aleph. Zok Dehelig Mishnah. Poischim Yom Tovim U'B'Shabbosos. We open up as well with asking them, what about Yom Tov and Shabbos? In other words, if you would have known that it is prohibited to go through Tzar on Yom Tov and Shabbos because you've now made certain things usur on yourself through the neder, would you have made the neder? And if the answer is no, they would not have, so then in such a case, then the Chachamim are able to say that the neder is not valid because it was made under incorrect assumptions. Barishana hayomim oisin hayomim mutarin ushar kol yom masurin. Originally they said, okay, the neder is not valid on Shabbos, but it's valid on all the other days. Ashabar Rabbi Akiva v'limeid, but Rabbi Akiva came and taught, and he said, that's not true. Sheneder shehuter michlaloi huter kulo. Once the neder has in any way been undone, it's been made mutter from its klal, so then all of it is undone. Ketzad, now the Mishnah gives us examples. Amar kenim she'eni nena l'kulchem. If an individual says, I'm not going to have hana, I'm not going to, in this case, give hana to all of you, so huter echon mehen, but if it was made under an incorrect assumption about one of them, huter l'kulam, then in such a case, then there is no neder at all, and all are mutter. One of the cases in which an individual will will have made an incorrect assumption in such a case is he said he looks at a pack of 50 people, he doesn't seem to like them, he says that he's making all them Aser Bana. Turns out he didn't realize his father or his brother was amongst them. So then in such a case we have a rule, Hoter Echman, Hoter Kulam. She'eni nena lezeh ulezeh. What if his Lashon is, I'm not going to have enough from you and from you, and he counts out a few. Hoter Rishon, same thing, Hoter Kulam. If one of the first one becomes mutter, then all of them come mutter. However, here we have something interesting. Huter ha'achron, ha'achron mutter v'kulan asur. But if he counts out you, 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 and you, and it turns out the last one was made under an incorrect assumption, so then in such a case, then the last one is mutter and everyone else is asur. In such an instance, the Mishnah claims that you do not say the rule, huter Kulan, Hutter Muktzasan, Hutter Kulan. And the reason for that, although not apparent in the Mishnah, explains the Ran, is that in the case of where he says, you and you and you, he says the following. He says, I am not going to have Hana from you, number one. And then, you as well, number two. In other words, the nether of number two is being Toloi, he's hanging it on what he had said to one. And therefore, the halacha is going to be Hutar Muktzasan Hutar Kulo, or Hutar Mechlalo Hutar Kulo. That there's two different gersos in the Mishnayos. We paused before because there are different gersos as far as that's concerned. However, in the case in which he says, and you, and you, and you, and he gets up to number five, and it turns out number five has a Pesach, and the nether is not valid to number five, he didn't make the nether on 1, 2, 3, and 4 connected to number 5. Number 4 was connected to number 3, number 3 was connected to number 2, and number 2 is connected to number 1, and therefore all of them are connected to number 1. However, when it comes to number 5 is not dependent on the other numbers. Or to put it more specifically, the other numbers are not as dependent on number 5 as number 5 is dependent on the other numbers. Because when it comes to 1, 2, 3, or 4, their nether wasn't hinging on anything that's going to be said to 5. And you, and you, and you. So therefore, the halacha is going to be that Huter Achron, Achron, Mutter, V'kulan, Asur. There is a discussion what the next girsa over here is in the Mishnah. According to most, this is not the appropriate girsa in the Mishnah, Hutar Mitzai. It was something that was added in later on based on Braisa, so we are going to skip it. The Mishnah continues, Shani nene leze karbon uleze karbon. Just like the previous lines in the Mishnah, we are going to explain the Mishnah as the Rishonim do based on the Gemara on Chavav Amid Aleph. The Gemara there describes that the individual says, on Reuven, he's usher to me like a carbon, and Shimon, he's usher to me on a carbon. So then in such a case, Tzrichim Pesach lekol echad ve'echad. Then you need a Pesach for every single one. The Gemara actually in Chavav does not spell out this from our case. However, it works out very logically with everything that we've said previously from the Gemara on Chavav. The Gemara on Chavav, it explained that normally when you hinge one on the other, you say like this, like this, like this. So then in such a case, you say Hutar Muktzasan, Hutar Kulo, or Hutar Mechlalo, Hutar Kulo, however you describe it. Once one which was dependent on the other becomes Mutter, then everything becomes Mutter. Over here, since you describe each one of them like a carbon, so then in such a case, Lezek carbon, in no way are you hinging one on the other. And based on what we explained above in the Mishnah from the Gemara Chavav, it makes sense that each one requires a Pesach Bifnei Atzmo, and if you have Hutter, one of them, so then if you said Reuven is usher to me like a carbon and Shimon is usher to me like a carbon, just because you're Matir Reuven doesn't mean that Shimon is a Mutter. The Mishnah continues, Kainim Yayin, Shani Tayim. If a fellow says that he's making wine usher to himself and he's not going to drink, Shahayayin Rale Meayim. The individual explains his nether and says that's because wine is bad for the bowels. Amru lai, so we respond to him, v'halo ha-miyushin yafal ha-me'ayin, that old wine is good for the bowels. So you may have an assumption by making the neder is that's bad for your bowels, but old wine is good. So then, heter b'miyushan, v'lo b'miyushan b'vad huter, ela b'chol ha-yayin. Once we're matir the old wine, all of the wine is mutter, because that's a classic example of huter mechlolo. Once part of it becomes mutter, everything becomes mutter. Koinim batzel shani toim. Sha'batzel ra lelev. We've had this also earlier on Daf Chavav. An individual makes a neder and says that he's not going to eat onions, because onions are bad for the heart. Amru loy. But then we tell him there's a certain onion that is good to the heart. Haloi ha'kufri yafel lelev. So huter b'kofri, v'lo b'kufri b'lvad huter al b'chol ha'betzalim. Once he becomes muter b'kufri, because that's good for the heart, so that was clearly a valid Pesach in terms of undoing his neder. Then he becomes muter all of the onions, and the Gemara quotes that this was exactly what happened with Rabbi Meir. Ma'isa hoya v'yiti Rabbi Meir b'chol ha'betzalim. Rabbi Meir was matir when an individual said that he's making a neder because it's bad, the onions are bad for the heart. And once they show him the kufri is mutter, so then everything, because it's good for the heart, then everything is also mutter. The Gemara begins to analyze huter achroin achra mutter v'kulna surin. And this we explained in our Mishnah was based on the idea that just because the last one is mutter, the others are not going to become mutter because he didn't hang one on the other. When he says, I'm going to be usser to number two like number one, so once it becomes mutter on number one, then he's going to come mutter on number two. However, when he got to number 5, he says, I'm going to be usher number 5, just like I'm usher number 4. What about number 5, if he becomes mutter number 5? There's no way, we matter 4, 3, 2, and 1. So says the Mishnah, Mantanu, is this the Tana of the Mishnah, Amar Rav Rabbi Shimon, Da Amar Ach Yomer Shvua Lekol Echad Ve'Echad. This follows the opinion of Rabbi Shimon, that is connected to a sugya in Meseches Shavuos. Let's take a look at the Ran who explains beautifully. Dibar Maskel Mantana. Dimidiktani Lezek Karbon U Lezek Karbon. So the Ran starts off by explaining that there is an implicit assumption the Gemara is making based on our Mishnah that needs to be spelled out that we haven't spelled out yet. And that is that the end of the Mishnah said that the in an instance where he says Ruvain will be like a carbon and Shimon will be like a carbon, so then those are separate nedarim, and just because you find the Pesach for Shimon doesn't make Ruvain mutter. Deduces Rava, claims the Ran. Alma de lo oilam lo ave prata. In general, we say that it doesn't make a difference of whether a person says Ruvain's going to be usher to me, and just like Ruvain, Shimon's going to be usher to me. Or he says, Ruvain is usher to me, Shimon is usher to me. That we say that Ruvain and Shimon are not considered separate nedarim, elo kimitgar karmin l'kol chad v'chad. So, Shimon is always dependent on Ruvain's neder, however he formulates it, unless he says ke karmin. It doesn't matter if he says Shimon, Ruvain, and Shimon. Or he doesn't say and Shimon. He just says Ruvain's aser to me. And Telkadei Dibur, he says Shimon is aser to me. He doesn't even say and. It's all part of the klal, and therefore if he becomes mutter to Ruvain, he's mutter to Shimon. Uman Tana. And who is that Tana? Amar Rava Rabbi Shimon. That's what our Gemara is saying when we follow Rabbi Shimon, who says the word Atshemer Shvua Lekol Echad Vechad. What does that mean? Damer Beperik Shvuas Apikadim, because in Hilchos Shvuas that loch is Gabe Hoyu Hei Tovim Oso. If there are 5 people that are coming and claiming something against Reuven in Shvuas, we're discussing where they say you have my object. 5 people say to Reuven, you're holding on to my pikadon. That's called a shvuas ha-pikadon. So the halachi is that if he makes a shvua, let's continue on. I swear to each one of you, so then they're not considered independent shvuas. Until he says a shvua for all of them. In other words, he turns to Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Yisachar, and he says, I make a shvua that I don't have your pikadon. And he turns to Shimon and says, your pikadon. Turns to Levi, he says, your pikadon. So then in such a case, It's not considered five Shavuos, it's only considered one Shavua. Unless he says, Reuven, I make a Shavua to you that I don't have your Pikadon. Shimon, I make a Shavua to you. In other words, Ad Sheyoymar Shavua al Kol Echad Vechad. Halav Achi, Bein Bevav, Bein Beloy Vav, Klol Ahav. It's considered one Shavua. That's the rule of Rabbi Shimon. So therefore, if he violates the Shavua, let's say he violates the Shavua to all five of them. It turns out he's lying to all five of them. He only brings a carbon of someone who's kofer b'Shavuos HaPikudon that's described in the beginning of Sefer Vayikra, at the end of Parshas Vayikra. He's only chayiv one carbon. In contrast to if he says, a Shavua to you, Reuven, a Shavua to you, Shimon, so then in such a case, it's considered five independent Shavuos. Back into our Gemara. So says, Rava, Rabbi Shimon, he... Until he formulates a shvua to each one, so then in such a case he's not going to be chayiv a carbon shvua. Therefore, suggests the Gemara, when our Mishnah told us that the halacha is huter achron v'kulan asurin, our Mishnah was suggesting that it doesn't make a difference whether the guy says v'kulan asurin, and you, or not. As long as he doesn't spell out that they're separate nedarim, then in such a case it's considered one neder. And as a rule of thumb, we will say that if he in any way connects the nedarim, because he says Reuven and Shimon, just like Reuven is us, or so too Shimon, so we're assuming that every neder is considered connected to each other, with the exception being the last one. But all the other four are considered connected. That's consistent with Rabbi Shimon. It says, he doesn't even need to say and. We just assume that all of the formulations are connected until he expressly states that the neder is only for one of them. And we assume that it's all connected. And then, hence, we have the rule of Huter Mitzasel, Huter Kula. The Ran then adds La Halacha. We see from the Ran, by the way, that the Ran is very important. It's very important to the Ran, excuse me, for him to always, when he can, conclude the Sugya Halacha Lamaisa. He then says, L'inyan Halacha, we paskin like Rabbi Shimon, and we say that unless an individual formulates that these are separate Nedarim or separate Shavuos, we put them together. It's an interesting assumption over here of the Gemara that everything here is based on the Shita of Rabbi Shimon. The Mishnah continues, Kainim Yayin Sha'ani Toyim, that if the individual had said, we had learned in our Mishnah, if he had said that he's making a neder on wine, if we prove to him that his assumption that wine is not good for him is not correct, because some wines, old wine is good for the bowels, then the neder is going to have a Pesach and is undone. V'tepiklei de'ein ra. Why do we have to show him that wine that's old is good for the bowels? Let's just show him that all wine is not bad. In other words, the Gemara says that the assumption that this guy is making is not correct. Wine is never bad. Amar Rabbi Abba v'od yafik tani. Rabbi Abba says, you're right. We will respond to him with a Pesach and say two things. Number one, wine is never bad. Number two, happens to be that old wine is really good, but in fact, like the Gemara assumes in its question, that would be enough to undo the neder because his assumption was entirely incorrect. If he spells out the reason why he's not eating onions is because onions are bad for the heart, asks the Gemara of a Tepikle to Ein Ra, where do we see that onions are even bad for the heart altogether? Not only are kufri good for the heart, but all onions are not bad for the heart. They might not be good for the heart, but they're not bad. Rabbi Abba v'od yafik tani. Rabbi Abba says the assumption is correct, and naturally in our Mishnah, we are giving him two reasons why the neder should not be valid, why there is a Pesach. We continue on with the new Mishnah, four lines before the wide. We begin with a Pesach saying, did you think about your own kavod and the kavod of your children? And if you had thought about that, would you have made the neder as the Mishnah is about to explain? We say to him, this is the temperament of this individual. What a Musa from the Mishnah. He divorces his wives all the time. In other words, this individual if you had made this neder, it's going to make your life with your wife miserable, then people will say, and to the point that it might lead to divorce, that this guy, look how he treats his wives. Look, he's constantly getting divorced. Continuing, the Mishnah continues. Another statement that people will say about you if you speak in such a flippant manner. Val b'nosechi yomrim bonos grushos heim. They'll say about your daughter that your daughter is the daughters of divorced women. Now, it's interesting to know why in those days that would be considered a detriment. It could very well be that people will say, look, these girls grew up in a home and they don't know how to lead a functional life as a married wife. Their mother was one that was divorced. Now, of course, in this case, it actually wasn't their mother's fault. It was their father's fault. But it will affect your daughter's prospects of getting married. Or they're going to say, Marasa iman shalelu lizgarish. What did these girls see that their mothers needed to get divorced? The Omar, and if in all those cases the man would say, Ilua yisi adea shekein la yisi neder harezim mutter. Which of course reminds us to think about, not the chas v'chalila, we're in the position of doing this rishus that our Mishnah describes to our wives, but even something much more subtle. And that is, ma rasa iman shalelu. And that is that all the things that we do, one of my rabbeim in chinuch emphasized that in many ways the component that you could fool least in your lives is your children. And that is, your children know how you treat your wife. And your children know how you act at home. And that's a very, very, very powerful, powerful mussar. And therefore, they're going to say, Ma rasan iman, what did these girls see? What type of modeling did they see either from their father or their mother in the house? And sometimes they'll attribute seeing negative things to the mother, and in truth, it was the fault of the father. Continues our Mishnah, all of those above components are rationales for a Pesach of a neder. They would say, you're right, I would never have made a neder if I would be able to see it retroactively, the negative things that would take place for my children. Hence, Hareza Mutter. Mishnah continues the second line, in Koinim Shani Noisi Es Ploinis Keura. I am not going to marry this particular woman because she is ugly. Varehi Nan, it turns out she was pretty. Shchayra Varehi Levan, because she's dark, and it turns out she's white. Ktsara, that she's probably short. Varehi Arucha Mutterba. Then in such a case, it's mutter because the assumption that was made was not correct. Mishnah tells us why. Lai, the reason is not because Mepneshi Kura, that she was ugly Vinasis Na, and then she became beautiful. Shchora Vinasis Levana, or that we believe that she was dark and it turns out that she became white. Ktsara Vinasis Arucha, that she was short and she became tall. Ella Shaneder Tos. But it turns out that the neder was a mistake. In other words, the neder, if at that time she was truly ugly, then in such a case would be valid, even if somehow she could manage to be changed, a makeover or what. We don't believe that's what happened. What happened was, is that the assumption that he made was incorrect. Here now the Mishnah continues with a beautiful story. Ruvein made a neder about his niece. You're allowed to marry your niece. And he made a neder about his sister's daughter. Hanoi, he made Yisra of Hanoi. V'chnisua lebeis Rabbi Shmuel v'yapua. And they took her into Rabbi Shmuel's house, and the people in Rabbi Shmuel's house made her beautiful. Amar loy Rabbi Shmuel. And Rabbi Shmuel then turned to the uncle, and he said, Bini mizunidarta. He said, you made a neder on such a pretty girl? She's pretty. Amar loy laf. He said, no, I never made a neder on such a girl. And he made her mutter. V'yitur Rabbi Shmuel bosa shah. And Rabbi Shmuel said that this woman is mutter to him at this particular. V'yitur Rabbi Shmuel kama. And Rabbi Shmuel said that she's mutter. Bosa shah at that moment. Bocha Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel cried. What a beautiful line here. V'omar. And Rabosai, this pains me because I see this as well. Benos Yisrael knows, hein. Jewish girls are beautiful. Elashanius minav lasan. but the poverty makes them a minuveldes. In other words, that sometimes the boy, when he goes out to the girl, says she's not pretty, and sometimes there were things that were blocking either him from seeing her prettiness or her own situation that prevented her from looking as pretty as she could. Ukishemes Rabbi Shmuel, and when Rabbi Shmuel died, Bnei Yisrael nosos kina. They Bnei Yisrael said a dirge, a kina, like kinos. In other words, that they lamented. That's the best way. They lament to translate. They lamented the loss of Rabbi Shmuel. Va'omrois, and they said Bnei Yisrael al Rabbi Shmuel bechina. This expression al Rabbi Shmuel bechena comes from the pasuk that we have by Shol. V'cheinu amar b'Shol Bnos Yisrael. Some correct the al as el. That's a lashon apostle. Bnos Yisrael el Shol b'chena. In other words, they Bnos Yisrael cried out about the loss of Shol. The end of that pasuk, if you take a look at the Torah, or Bnos Yisrael el Shol b'chena hamibishchem, that he would dress you. In other words, Shol did his best to take care of the needy Bnos Yisrael. And that was part of the legend of Rabbi Shmuel as well. The Gemara continues to analyze our Mishnah. Gemara asks, wait a second, we have a story with Rabbi Shmuel, this absolutely beautiful story of Rabbi Shmuel, who said that if you just take good care of the girls, then ultimately they will be pretty as well. So the Gemara asks, wait a second, Maisa Listar, that story with Rabbi Shmuel seems to contradict that which we had said above in the Mishnah. Above in the Mishnah we had said that if there's a man who makes a neder about a woman and says that she's ugly, so then he wasn't referring to this woman. Why? It turns out that she was beautiful. It must be that he had some misinformation about her, and therefore the neder is not chal. He made a neder on her as if she's ugly, not if she's beautiful. So what's the assumption? That he must have had a different woman in mind. It must have not, the neder didn't go on her. But what happens to Rabbi Shmuel's Maisa? No, it's possible that the woman actually be objectively ugly, but that was because of her environment, her situation. As Rabbi Shmuel so beautifully said, Elisha Nius min avlosan. It's her poverty that doesn't allow her to take care of herself. So then the neder would go on her, because at the end of the day, the neder was on this woman. It was just that she was not good looking at that particular time. And the Mishnah itself had said that we don't believe that the woman has changed, but rather we said that the neder was entirely a tos. Well, Rabbi Shmuel shows us that the neder doesn't necessarily have to be a toast. It could very well be that she was once ugly, and then when someone took good care of her, she could become pretty. Maisa Lister, the Maisa seems to contradict, answers the Gemara, Chisura Mechser of Ahachiktani. You have to add something else into the Mishnah that's not actually stated. Rabbi Shmuel Oimer, Afilu Ki'ura V'Nasis Na, Shchora V'Nasis Levonek, Ktsar V'Nasis Arucha. Rabbi Shmuel actually is in disagreement with what was said above in the Mishnah. And he says it's possible for a woman who was ugly to become beautiful, and therefore the neder would be valid on a woman who was shchora v'nasis levona. And that's the case. A ma'isa be'echad, continues the Gemara quoting from Mishnah, shenod mi'basachos, and they saw the base of Rabbi Shmuel v'yapua, that Rabbi Shmuel made her beautiful. Now we turn on to Amabe's Tana. We learn exactly how Rabbi Shmuel made girls who were supposedly ugly look pretty. What was the case over there with that uncle, Shein Techeves Haisala? One of her teeth had fallen out. Va'asala Rabbi Shmuel, Shein Shelzav Mishaloi. And Rabbi Shmuel went and he took gold and he made for her a gold tooth. He shachiv Rabbi Yishmael, when Rabbi Yishmael died, Pasach Aleha Ahusapad Nahachi. So therefore, someone was masked in the following way. Bnei Yisrael, Rabbi Yishmael, Bichena, Hamal Bishchen. As we quoted from the Pasuk in Shmuel about Shaul, so too, this eulogy emphasized that as well. Gemara continues. Ahu d'lamar lo l'debeisei. A man said to his wife, "Koinim shiat non esli at shitat imi tab shileich. You cannot have hana from me until you go and cook food l'Rebbe Yehuda u'l'Rebbe Shimon." It's a funny thing, what exactly this fellow was thinking about when he made this neder, but he was insistent he's not going to have hana until she cooks for Rebbe Yehuda and Rebbe Shimon. Without spelling out what exactly was the husband's thinking, some husbands are just crazy, right? What they're thinking were, there is an assumption over here in the Gemara that for Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon to go start doing food tasting would be beneath their kavod. However, Rabbi Yehuda time, Rabbi Yehuda did taste Amar Kal V'Chomer, and he said the beautiful Kal V'Chomer that appears a few places in Shas. Let's try to remember that this appears in the Darim Sanach Vav. A beautiful, beautiful memra. Uma lasa shalom bin ish li ishtay amra tera. Shemi shenichta bikdusha yimacha al hamayim hama'arim besafek. When it comes to a case in which a man thinks his wife is mezana, the case of sota, then what happens? The woman drinks water that had the parsha of sota written on it, and it's erased due to the mayim hama'arim. Just as a safek, v'ani al achas v'kama v'kama, and I certainly, says Rabbi Yehuda, it's okay for me to be mevazim myself a little. The Shem Hashem undergoes such a bizayon to bring shalom b'nish l'ishto, because if it turns out that she's fine, so then nothing will happen to her, and then they go back to their house happily ever after. So certainly, I could be mevaza myself a little. Lasso shalom ben ishta ishta. Rabbi Shimon disagreed with him. Rabbi Shimon loitan. Rabbi Shimon did not taste. Amar yimusu kol bnei almana. Va'al yozuz Shimon mimikoymai. I will not taste. And he said, let die the children of the almana. Most understand that means that the guy himself who made such a silly nether should die. And the halacha is stated by the Gemara that if someone makes a neder, so then his children will die as well. So let the children die as well. Val yozu shimim mikomo, and I will not move from my spot. In other words, Rabbi Shimon felt that the guy has to be punished based on his behavior. The question, of course, that jumps out is what about the woman? She ends up suffering from his difficulty, his shortcomings. Va'aid, and another reason, says Rabbi Shimon, if I'm going to taste, then what's going to happen is this individual, maybe even others, will start making ridiculous nedarim, and therefore we should not cave in based on their difficult behavior. The Gemara now continues with other nedarim that related to being mevazet Talmidei Chachamim. Mahud Amar Lo Devaisei. There was a man who said to his wife, quite a wicked guy, Koinim Shiat Nanesli Ache Taruki Boy B'Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. You cannot have enough from me until you spit on Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Asis V'Rokik Al Bushei. So she went, and instead of spitting on his physical body, she spit on his clothes. Amar Le Ravacha Midifta Ravina V'Hai L'Zilusa Kamechavin. When this guy made the neder, he meant that she should spit not on his clothes, mamish, directly on him. And therefore, the Rav that was matir her from this neder said that she fulfilled the neder is wrong, because it was to be mezalzel Rabbi Shimon Gamliel by spitting on him. Amalei meirek almani de Rabbi Shimon Gamliel zelusa rabzi. It's enough of it a bizayon for Rabbi Shimon Gamliel that he be spit upon his clothing. It doesn't need to be spit upon him, and she fulfilled the neder. Huda amalu lebaisa konim shiat nenesli achetiri mum yofe shebech. You cannot have hanah from me until you show. Here it's a mum yofe means. It's like a euphemism. If you show something nice inside of you, l'Rabbi Shmuel b'Rabbi Yossi. In other words, she was a woman who had so many mumin, had so many blemishes, that this husband, by torturing her, challenged her to say that you have to show something nice that you have to Rabbi Shmuel b'Rabbi Yossi. Amar lahem, Rabbi Yishmael said to his Talmidim, he wanted to help this poor woman out. Sheman Rosha Noah, maybe she has a nice head. Amrulo Skalgal, they said it is round. It's not clear. L'chura, a round head is a nice head, right? It's not clear to me what exactly round, the connotation of round head as being negative is. But the Talmidim said, no, that doesn't qualify. Shema Sara Noah, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel continued to try, and he said, maybe her hair is nice. So they said, Domela needs a pishton, her hair is like flax. Shema Einea Nos, maybe her eyes are nice. Trutos Hein, they are round. They aren't slanted. It seemed like more slanted eyes were considered more pretty. Shema Zanea Noos, maybe her ears are nice. Kfulos Heina, they are large, they're not nice. Shema Chotmana, maybe she has a nice nose. Bloom, who they said that the nose is closed. In those days, that larger nostrils were more, wider nostrils were more pretty. Shema Sivsasea Noos, maybe her lips are nice. Avos Hein, they're thick. Shema Tzavarana, maybe her neck is nice. Shkutu, it's short. Shema Kresa Noah, maybe her stomach is nice. Tzavahu, it is blown up. Shema Raglea Noah, maybe her legs are nice. Rechavos, they're wide. Kishel Avza, as a duck. Shema Shmona, maybe her name is nice. Lichluchis Shema, her name is Lichluchis, which means dirty. Amalan Yafa Koronosa Lichluchis, Shem Luchleches Bim Mumin. Name is nice because it captures who she is. And since it's a name that's nice to her, so then look at this brilliant Chap Rabbi Shmuel Bar Rabbi Yossi, how he saves her. He says, Yafa Karinosa Lechluchis, that's the appropriate name. Shilu Muchleches Mumumim Visharya, and therefore there's something nice about her. What's nice is her name typifies her. Fascinating. Ahu Bar Bovel. There was someone from Bovel, the Salik Lara de Yisrael. He went to Eretz Yisrael. He did Aliyah. He came here in Arzenu Akdoisha. Omar Lo. So Nasivitsa, he married a woman. Omar Lo. He said to his wife, Bishili Lo, Tre Talfi, bake for me two Adoshim. That is an expression of bake for me a small amount. Cook for me, excuse me, a small amount. So what did she do? Boshele Tre Talfi. She followed his literal instructions. Amelia Bedelia. She followed the instructions to the T. She didn't understand there was an expression. What happened was, she grew up in Queens, he grew up in the Five Towns, and they misunderstood each other. In this case, it was she grew up in Eretz Yisrael, and he grew up in Bavel, and therefore the expressions weren't the same. Rasach Allah, he got upset at her. L'machar Allah, the next day, he said to her, B'shili they griva, make for me griva, that is a certain amount, for that suffices for a meal for a certain amount of people. Now, once again, that was an expression. That was an expression for cooking for a group. Bishale griva, but she cooked the literal amount again. Once and then again, the milia bedelia, she took him literally. So these guys need to go to a therapist to learn how to communicate. By the way, communication is not simple. Continues the Gemara. Amar lo, he says to her, Zili Aisile Tre Butzini. Bring me two melons. Azos Vaisile Tre Shragi. She bought him two candles, because these are also called Butzini. And he got upset. Amar lo, Zili Triviasana Oresha Debava. Bring these over the threshold. In other words, he was upset. Might even have a connotation to go and break it. Avi Yosva Baba Ben Buta. It's very interesting because he said Reisha de Bava, and Baba Ben Buta was sitting over there. Yosef Baba Ben Buta, Abava. He was sitting on the threshold. Vikodo Indina, and he was judging halachos and Dine Torah Ben Adam Lechavero. Azlos, so she went and she tried to follow her husband's instruction, and she understood Visavris Yosan al Reisha, that he wanted her to break it on the threshold. And Bava Ben Buta understood that this isn't a simple situation. Amar lo, he said to her, Ma'adon, Dav, this, what are you doing? Amar lo, she said to him, Kach tzivani baili, this is what my husband told me to do. Amar ata sisra tzim bailich, you did the desire of your husband, Hamokom yotzim chashne bonim kebaba bambuta. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu should reward you with two children like Bama ben Buta. Sometimes there is difficulty between husband and wife, and even if the husband makes a request of his wife that's hard for her to do, sometimes the right thing is for her to do Ratzon Bailech. It seems that's what Bama ben Buta is saying, and therefore she should be rewarded with two children, Bava ben Buta. I would imagine that the Gedolei Achronim, like the Ben Yoyada and others, have a deep understanding of the reference to Bava ben Buta, two sons like Bava ben Buta, the metaphors that she didn't understand between Bava and Eretz Yisrael, the differences between Bava and Eretz Yisrael, and the lessons over here are profound in terms of Shalom Bayis. Obviously, nowadays, working on our communication, like in those days, is so critical. And when a husband is asking or demanding too much from his wife, or a wife is demanding too much from her husband, that requires particular hadracha. And the bottom line is, for those who are zocha to counsel and to be there for men and women, we see, at least according to the position of Rabbi Yehuda, how important it is for us to do what we can to help them out, even if it means being mezalzel ourselves to bring shalom bein ish li'isha, and sometimes for us to go above and beyond our call of duty as husbands to be able to do what we can to make sure that there is shalom bayis, as seen in the case of the spouse who went above and beyond and followed the ratzon of her husband, and Bava ben Buta lauded her, and ultimately they had seem to have had the bracha of special children. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes Daf Samach Vav in Maseches Nedarim and concludes Perek Rebbe Eliezer. Be'ezer Hashem, I look forward to once again resuming to learn together consistently. Be'ezras Hashem Yisbarech, and we will pick up with Perek Naira Hamurasa tomorrow.